Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Do you think that afterwards they played it up for the business side of things?
Why wouldn't they?
Was there any drama behind the scenes?
A lot did not
get aired?
There's a lot of shit that didn't get aired.
Did they entice people to hook up?
But for sure, this is getting on the show. Like, this is some good drama.
Were you actually there to find love?
No. Of course not. On a reality TV show? I'm sorry. Sorry, Fuckers. Netflix. I get in trouble for this. Oops.
Welcome into the podcast, another episode of Living Large. Today's guest was on the first season of the hit reality TV show on Netflix, Too Hot to Handle. Welcome to the show, Madison.
What's going on?
Wyburn.
Hey, guys.
Does that feel like it was forever ago?
Yeah. I mean, it was 5 years ago.
That's crazy.
We filmed it actually 5 years ago, I think this month.
And it aired during COVID.
And it aired during COVID, yeah.
What was the casting process like for that? Because I know going in, no one knew what the show was going to be. They didn't, like, it wasn't like The Bachelor, and it had never been done before. Like, what was that casting process like? And did you guys know that it was, like, a concept of the show?
Yeah, so honestly, the casting process was a breeze. I maybe had, like, I think 3 interviews tops, all over Skype. Even though it wasn't COVID yet, but yeah, it was super simple. I got found on Instagram by a producer, and then the same producer that reached out to me on Instagram reached out to me via email. And that's when I was like, okay, let me go back to my DMs and like see what's up about this.
Uh-huh.
And then we just did some Skype interviews. They asked me about like my dating life and stuff like that. But really all they told us about the show was that it was just going to be a dating show. And they really didn't tell us much else. Maybe other people on the show got more details, but like, I really didn't get much. I knew nothing what it was about.
What were some of those questions like? Because they had to have gone for more promiscuous people. Did they ask you like, how often do you have sex and stuff like that?
Yeah, they honestly asked me a lot about my love life. And I was super honest, like that I'm pretty private, low key. Like I don't really get around like that. I was pretty open about my love life. So I'm pretty surprised, honestly, that I got casted for the show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so.
Were you living in Florida at the time when you got casted?
No, I was living out here. I moved to LA in 2017, beginning of 2017, and I got casted for that in 2019.
Okay.
So I'd been here for about 2 years.
Now, you got on late. You were on like season or episode 6 or something like that.
Yeah.
What made them bring you in 6 episodes in?
Well, so I didn't know that I was getting dropped in. And I think that I actually backed out of going on the show because I had talked to some friends, some directors I know, and they were just kind of like, I don't know, like if you're trying to do more serious stuff in the future, like, I don't know if you should do this, be careful. And so I wasn't going to go on the show. And then I had another producer friend of mine that's like, fuck it. Everyone's going to forget about this. Like, just do it. So I was like, you know what? You're right. I'm 20 years old. Like, I'm just going to try it. So when I went on the show and got to Mexico, I didn't know that I was there going in late. So mind you, I had brought in like 3 fat ass suitcases of a ton of clothes thinking that I'm going to be there for a month and a half or a month or whatever it was. And then they're like, yeah, you're getting dropped in right at the end. And I was like, I definitely was concerned going on the show because it was Coachella time and we were supposed to fly out 2 or 3 weeks before. And they had been back and forth with me like, I don't know if you're coming. I don't know what's going on. Like the communication with the producers like wasn't great. Like I had no clue why they didn't fly me out 2 weeks before. Like I originally was supposed to go. So then I was like, all right, I'm going to Coachella this weekend. If I don't get a response from you guys, if I'm flying out, then I'm going to Coachella and I'm going the whole weekend. And then they sent me a flight confirmation that day.
So you missed Coachella.
Yeah, so I missed Coachella that year. And then I flew in and that's when they told me like you're getting dropped in. And I definitely wasn't excited about it because I kind of knew when you get dropped into a reality TV show, it's to stir the pot.
Yeah.
So I definitely wasn't excited about that, but I was already there and, you know, it was what it was.
So everybody else had those 6 episodes that they already were there for and then you get dropped in.
Yeah.
How did you feel coming into that environment where people already knew each other?
I mean, I'm a really social person. I really wasn't worried about the social aspect of things and like about that, I mm-hmm. guess. But I was definitely just, I kind of went into it with an open mind. Like, I really didn't know what to expect. I'd never done a TV show or anything like that. So I was just kind of like, it is what it is. I met Lydia, which got dropped in with me, like a couple, like right before we went in, and I immediately hit it off with her. So I knew that I had her at least. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't too worried.
I mean, a lot of people are probably curious about the process. When you did get dropped in, mm-hmm. you got flown to Mexico.
Yeah.
Did they put you up in a hotel for a few days or how did that work?
Yeah. So we had a hotel, we had our phone, we did the initial interview that like, it's like your opening to the show. We did that the day before we went on the show. So I guess I was there for like 2 or 3 days. And then the day before I did that. And then we went on a boat to the show. Like they brought us in on a mm-hmm. boat. And then we had to basically like almost swim to shore. They got us as close as we could, but there was a bunch of waves. So like we were like up to here deep in water and they were trying to like help us carry us so our hair didn't get wet. Like we have our makeup on. It was fun. That's but yeah, it was just like a whole thing. And so at that point I was definitely like I think I was still like, I didn't know what this show was. They weren't telling us what network it was going on. Like,
we didn't even know it was Netflix.
No, we had an idea that it was going on HBO, Hulu, or Netflix. Because I asked that. I said, is it going on a major network? And they said yes. So that was really the reason why I did the show. Because if it was going on MTV, sorry, MTV, I'm not going to do it. Like, or something like that, you know? Yeah. So when I found out, okay, it's going on one of these big networks, like, that's really all I knew.
Mm-hmm.
So then, yeah, I'm on the show and I really just, when I found out the concept of the show, which was the day before I found out that you couldn't have sex with anyone or you couldn't hook up with anyone on the show, I was like, this is great.
Yeah.
I wasn't planning on it anyways. Yeah, like, for me, if I'm trying to be a professional in the future, that's definitely not my goal of going on a TV show. So that was, I think that they were kind of surprised by my reaction. Like she doesn't care like that she can't hook up with anyone on a dating show. So yeah, I go on the show and I thought that the idea of it was like insane. Like I thought that this show for sure isn't going to blow up. Me and one of the girls thought the same thing. We're like, how is this going to be a successful show? Like, this is honestly like embarrassing. Like, we just thought it was the stupidest thing ever. Mm-hmm. And the fact that it blew up overnight, like, was super insane to me. Like, I wasn't expecting that.
Well, if you think about it, it's like, oh, don't hook up and you win money.
Yeah, like,
seems pretty fucking
easy for a normal person, but.
Well, did they entice people to hook up? Like, what were they like, hey, like, you know, this makes for good TV. Was it scripted in a sense?
You could ask the other people. With me, I didn't have any love interests on the show. So mm-hmm. they didn't ask me to hook up with anyone. No. I don't know about the other people. But with me, what they did try was like, are you sure you're not interested in this guy? Interested in this guy? Like, you don't like anyone here? I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm going to keep it real with you. Like, no.
So they tried to force connections pretty much.
I don't think they tried to force it, but they definitely tried to like, you know, They needed some juice. They needed some drama. Of course, the producer's job is to tell a story.
Right.
So they're going to try to, you know, push you a little bit to do things that are going to go with their story.
Did they try to push you to build a relationship with a guy that was already talking to another girl?
No.
No.
I mean, I don't think so. From what I remember, I don't think one of the guys they tried to push me to talk to, I don't think he was seeing anyone at the time. But I'm sure if I wanted to, they would have been like, great. But I just told them like, look, I'm not really interested in anyone here. So
what was it like with the Lana person talking to you guys?
Like that, it's just, I personally thought that was dumb because it's just the producers behind closed doors. So mm-hmm. it's like, I wish there was like a, I don't know. I wish it was a different type of game show. You know what I mean? But it was fine. Like, it was just, you know, the producers doing their thing and speaking through a cone. So
you were on for 2 episodes.
Yeah.
How long were you there for?
A week. Maybe 6 days. 6 days.
And you got booted because you didn't build a connection, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that part of the problem was that the producers, before the show, they already have their characters laid out.
Yeah.
They already know who they need. Their job is to go onto the real world and find those characters. And I think that They just thought I could be someone that I'm not, you mm-hmm. know? So they did a bad job at casting.
They're like, she says she's not a hoe, yeah, but she looks yeah, like a hoe. Like
she says she's not going to fuck shit up, but we need her to fuck shit up. Like yeah. it's just bad casting. So, yeah. I mean, they put me in there. They thought I was going to stir the pot. I didn't. And so because I didn't fit their narrative, they had to make it look different. Like they had to come up with a different storyline to make it make sense as to why I got booted off.
Were you upset with the edit?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, at the time, now I'm just like, whatever, like it is yeah. what it is. But yeah, at the time I was definitely upset with the edit because my opening words were chopped up to say something that I didn't say.
Really?
So, yeah, I was super upset. The first thing I say when I come into the show, I didn't say that. Like the editing was insane. Like they killed it, but like, yeah. fuck, like that sucks, you know? So definitely was upset about that because I feel like the viewer doesn't get to see who I actually am. Mm-hmm. But then again, I'm sure a lot of the other characters on the show felt the same way. And that's just a part of TV. Like that's their job. I can't really be mad at it at the end of the day. It just sucks that I was perceived in a way that I'm not, but whatever.
Were you guys upset when you would find out that money was deducted or like how did everybody else react to those kind of things? Like,
yeah, everyone was definitely upset because they were just like, but yeah, at the end of the day, I don't think that we were all, at least I know I wasn't there for just the money. I was there.
Were you actually there to find love?
No, of course not. On a reality TV show, I'm sorry. If you guys want to know one thing about me, it's I definitely don't like guys with clout. Like, I need a low-key motherfucker. But yeah, I think just like, yeah, maybe some people were there for money, but others, obviously it's a lot of people go on reality TV to build your career.
Do you think most of the people that were on the show were doing that?
I think a lot of people that go on reality TV are going for the clout. You mm-hmm. want to be a social media personality. It's kind of like an easy way out of like not right. having to work a 9-to-5. Go on reality TV, you'll get a bunch of followers overnight, get a bunch of brand deals. It sounds like a great deal to a lot of people, which I get it. Mm-hmm. It kind of just depends on your goals in life and what you're trying to do on if you should do reality TV. I think that for what I'm trying to do with my life, yeah, probably wasn't the best decision, but I don't regret it. And it brought me a lot of like positive things. So yeah, I mean, I'm glad I went on it, but it's definitely not something I'm like proud of. You know what I mean?
Was there any drama behind the scenes
that did not
get aired?
There's a lot of shit that didn't get aired. Like,
can you give us some inside
stuff? Yeah, I don't know if it matters. Whatever. Sorry, Netflix, so I get in trouble for this. Oops. Yeah, I mean, there was just a lot of shit, like relationship problems that people were having, or like there was a bad fight one day that broke out. Like
between who? You don't have to give names. Was it guy?
Yeah, girl, two girl? Guys got in okay. like a physical fight.
Over a girl?
I don't think it was over a girl. I mean, honestly, this was the only night I was drunk on the show because they limited our alcohol intake. We were only allowed to have like two cocktails in a night.
Okay.
But like me and Bryce were just like stealing other people's drinks, like finessing more drinks, and they weren't really paying attention on this specific night. So I can't remember it super clearly, but from what I do remember, yeah, two guys just got into a fight. And it was like, I thought for sure, this is getting on the show. Like, this is some good drama. Mm-hmm. They cut it all out. And then there was another part, like, at the end of the night where we had this whole, like, it was like the guys were writing, was it Bryce? I forget. The guys were writing, like, songs about the girls or something like that. There was this whole, like, contest thing, and it didn't get aired.
But
yeah,
it was funny.
It was fun. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I thought the whole experience was pretty hard for me because you don't realize like it's not just like you're living in a house and you're going on the beach. We weren't even allowed to swim in the ocean. Like
why?
Danger. I don't know. Like they, for some reason, we weren't, for safety reasons, they would not let us swim in the ocean. Like you're only allowed to stay in two rooms of the house, which is the bedroom that you sleep in at night, then the get ready room and like the palapa, which is like the hangout outdoor living room mm-hmm. and the pool. So like you're really in the outdoor area in the pool unless you're getting ready all day and you have no music, you have no phone. Like you don't realize like how much, at least for me, music, like I'm listening to music all day, every day.
Yeah.
So that was driving me nuts. Like it was just me with my thoughts all day and I was only there for a week. So I could only imagine like the mental health of everyone yeah. else, like for a month. Cause I definitely was mentally struggling being there. It was hard.
What was the schedule like? What time did you have to wake up? What time did you have to go to bed?
Yeah, 7, 8 a.m. bed by around 11, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
What did you do all morning? Like, what was the schedule? Was it like, hey, wake up, shoot?
Yeah, you were filming all day. I mean, of course, certain days, like, they wanted to film specific people more. So they'd be like, hey, you're going to go sit over here and start the conversation by talking about this. And they would set up the conversations right. for us. Yeah. And then the film crew would usually get there later in the afternoon, depending on the day. And that's when we would do like our like little contests and like group activities. So when the camera guys weren't there and it was just the little cameras that are around the house, that was mostly like the producer setting up little conversations and little pieces that they could put into the story. But a lot of it was cut out because I was there for a full week and two episodes, you know?
Was there any place you could go to actually have privacy or no?
Yeah, I think I smoked a cigarette once. I don't even smoke. It's just like, I need some alone time. And I went like out front, I think with a producer or someone. But other than that, like not really. Because
they were in the bathrooms and showers, right?
Yeah, they were in the bathrooms and showers too. I mean, yeah.
Is that weird? Is that awkward and uncomfortable for you?
I mean, for me, no, because I've been modeling since I was 15. So I've had to be naked on set and stuff like that. And I'm cool with it as long as I'm not being naked on the air. Like, of course not. And that's part of the reason why I would never sleep with someone on a reality show is just like, that's super private for me. I would never want anyone to see that, you know? So, whatever. It is what it is. I don't remember. Yeah, I guess they were in both the showers and the bathrooms, but it's just like, I think in one of the bathrooms you could kind of turn the camera away when you were like going to the bathroom.
Yeah, it'd be
definitely a little weird, but for me, it didn't bother me too much.
Was there any other weird rules or restrictions that people wouldn't know of? You said no phones, two drinks, couldn't go in the ocean.
Yeah, I couldn't go in the ocean. That really bothered me.
Yeah, you're in Florida, Mexico.
I grew up in the ocean. Like, it's hot as shit. Like,
yeah.
Rules. Oh, yeah. I mean, just simple shit. Like, the mic. Like, it always had to be around your neck. And I'm just such a fashionista. It was killing me. So I would always, like, unclip it and ditch the necklace and, like, clip the mic on me somewhere so that you wouldn't see it. But we had these ratchet-ass necklaces around us the whole time. And I was always, like, getting in trouble about that. Typical. But other than that, like, they were pretty lax with like hair and makeup, stuff like that, and whatever else. I mean, yeah.
I mean, the two most popular people that blew up from the show were Harry and Francesca.
Yeah.
Was what they had real or was that played up?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think they had something real during the show from what I saw. Again, I can't speak for their relationship. I wasn't in it, but yeah, I think they did.
Do you think that afterwards they played it up for the business side of things?
Hard to say. I mean, I definitely thought that at the time. I mean, why wouldn't they?
Right.
If they're going to make more money by being together, I don't see why they wouldn't. But I mean, again, maybe one person was more in the relationship than the other one. Maybe one was doing it for that reason. Maybe the other was really into it. It's hard to say. But yeah, I don't know.
Do you think that you can actually find love on a reality TV show? Because you have all these shows right now, Love is Blind, you have Too Hot to Handle, you have The Bachelor.
Yeah. I think it depends on the type of person you are. I mean, I don't think I personally can, maybe just because my type of man isn't going to be on a reality show. That's for damn sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe other people can. And I think in your relationships in life, you learn a lot from your relationships, regardless whether you met them on a reality TV show or not. And maybe someone can, but I just personally, I don't know if I don't think I could date someone that's into reality TV.
Yeah.
Which is judgmental of me to say, because I went on reality TV.
Right.
So a man could say the same thing about me. They could say, oh, she went on a reality TV show. That is not my girl.
Right.
Because the first thing that comes to mind when, you know, finding a partner is, I mean, I guess like I think when I'm looking at a man, if he's going on a reality show, he's just doing it for clout. And to me, like, I don't want someone that cares about that.
But that's why you did it. That.
Yeah, but fair, super fair. I mean, I think because of a creative, I'm justifying it. Like, I went on it so that people would come to my Instagram page and it would help me grow my brand and people would see what I'm actually passionate about and what I do. And that was why I did it. And I guess I could understand it if the guy was also creative and that was his motive. But you can easily see someone's motive by how they act on a show. And I guess, yeah, what they do in their outside life, what their career is outside of it.
What is your ultimate goal? Because you say you want to be taken serious. What is it that you're searching for?
You know, so there's so many different creative ventures, so many different creative jobs I like to do, whether it's creative directing, styling. I was wardrobe styling for a bit. I did enjoy that as a hobby. Modeling here and there, acting. I've been getting into a lot recently, really focusing on that and photography and stuff like that. But really just all of it. I mean, I don't know where my career is going to take me, but I really do enjoy working with brands and having that creative freedom to create whatever I want. Here's the budget. Go do whatever you want, girl. We trust your creative vision on everything. And that's kind of why I've taken a step back from modeling in the recent years, is because I don't love my job being in the hands of someone else's opinion of me. Versus when it's the brands you work with, as you know, there's brands that love what you're doing and they love what you're putting down. So when you're trusted by brands to really just do whatever you want, it's the best feeling in the world. So I love doing that. Acting is something new that I'm stepping into. Let's see where it takes me. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Just, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You say you don't want to be with a man that's in the scene, in the LA scene.
Yeah.
But you're kind of involved with the LA scene.
Exactly.
Why don't you want a man that's in that scene?
Well, here's the thing. I say in the scene, but if it was someone that was like behind the scenes working in film or something like that, that's more low key, I could date someone like that. But I think just someone that's on reality TV or maybe a really big star, even like a super big celebrity, I don't know if I'd be able to handle it. Like, reality TV is different, but if it was just a celebrity that's really huge, I think it would be difficult to be with someone that everyone wants. You have a whole different layer of struggles that the normal person that you're dating that you're not going to have to deal with. But like, currently I'm in a relationship and we even deal with struggles because I am in the scene and he is not. So it is, it's hard regardless of the person you date. I just think for me, it would be a lot more difficult to date someone that was with it.
Like, I have a question.
Okay.
Well, obviously, because I'm fucking interviewing
you.
You go on a lot of trips.
Yes.
Are men paying for those trips, or are you paying for those trips, or are brands paying for those trips?
Depends on the trip. Brands or myself, my airline miles, credit card miles. Yeah. I mean, I've done a lot in my days. Like, when I first moved to LA, been on a promoter trip, if you know what a club promoter trip is, you know, like I can own up to that. But yeah, like, now I've gotten to the point where I'm so lucky with all the creative things that I'm doing and the brands that I work with, where I'm just like, hey, pay me to shoot when I'm going here already, and they'll sponsor the trip and that'll cover portions of it. Or I have so many friends that live so many different places and just go here, go there.
You're in a relationship now.
Yeah.
Say a promoter were to come to you, or a rich guy, and says, hey, we're taking a private jet to Miami this weekend. Is that something you're going to do?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Respect for my partner. I'm not letting a man pay for my things when my boyfriend can travel with me and take me on a trip. You know what I mean?
What if your boyfriend's not taking you on the trips? Would you still do it?
No. I mean, it's all about, no. I mean, if you're in a relationship, I just don't think that's a respectful thing to do. Like, how would I like it if he had some rich friends that were girls that were like, oh, we're taking the family private jet to Switzerland for the weekend. Come. I wouldn't feel great about it.
Yeah.
So I just kind of think, like, how would I feel if the roles were reversed? Now, I know it's a lot different because I am in the scene. I have a million rich friends. Like, I know some really crazy people. Like, the amount of money that some of my friends have is unreal.
Right.
But definitely when I was single, yeah, of course, if my friends are renting a house in Mammoth for the weekend or wherever it may be, and they're inviting me, yeah, when I was single, I'm going to go. But now it's just a bit different that I am in that relationship.
Do you care how that looks, though? Because you said, you know, with the reality TV thing, you want to portray a certain image. Do you care on social media how that may look? Like, oh, she's on a trip with a bunch of girls who do OnlyFans, and she's grouped into that pair.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't really do trips like that.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
But you are a product of who you hang out with. Even if you were not to do, like, you don't do OnlyFans.
Of course.
But if you're with a bunch of girls that do that.
Yeah, and I get that.
You're grouped into that category.
I get it. And I think that it is hard. Your friends and who you are surrounded by are such a big part of your life and your influence. It's super important. And yeah, I have those friends that definitely do things that don't align with me morally. And then I have those friends that we see eye to eye, like some of my best friends, we see eye to eye on everything. It's great to have friends like that, that motivate you to be better and push you to be better and that are doing similar things to you. Like, recently I've been doing acting classes with one of my best friends, and I just love being able to share some of the same passions with my friends. But again, I get what you're saying about having friends that are so on the opposite spectrum from you. But at the same time, for me, it's like, you just can't let their life and what they do in their daily life affect yours. But mm-hmm. I do think it's super important to have friends that are eye to eye to you with your goals and aspirations and everything.
So you're dating a guy that's not from America. We don't have to talk too much about your personal life because I know you don't like to leave it online. Do you find it difficult to date in LA? Like dating in LA, why do you find it feel like it's such a hard thing?
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm not an LA native, so I don't have that much dating experience in LA, but I think, yeah, it's definitely hard when you're someone that's in the creative industry, you're going out like in the LA scene. Yeah, you have a lot of people that live in LA that are here for the wrong reasons, like a lot of transplants that aren't here. They're just here because they want to be famous or they want to whatever they want.
Pretty much all of us. Yeah. I mean, why did you come to LA? Because you wanted to be a model. You wanted to act.
Yeah, but not to be famous. I think I just really have a passion for the creative side of things. I don't really care about the fame. If I cared about the fame, I would have blew up on Too Hot to Handle.
Can you pull the mic a little closer to your face? Sorry.
Do you want me to re-say that?
Just point it towards your mouth a little more. There you go.
But yeah, I think with the fame thing, it's something that can come with a creative career, of course. But if that's your goal, I think a lot of time when that's your goal, a lot of people don't make it that way.
Yeah.
You want to be famous, get on TikTok. Yeah, you have to have that passion for it.
Who do you think is the problem in LA? Women or men? Or both?
Both.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of great people in LA. I've been really lucky to meet so many great people over the years, but it's taken time to build that solid core friend group. I feel like my first couple of years, friends were in and out, and I got really lucky with the friends that I have. So I don't know. I guess if you just move to LA, stay positive. You'll find them. They're here. I mean, the city is so big, but there's a lot of bullshit.
Do you think a lot of people get sucked in when they first move here?
Oh, of course I did.
What sucked you in?
Well, I was living in a model house. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't know what it is, it's like a model apartment for agencies have them, promoters have them. Basically, you're going to nightclubs to pay your rent. Like the club needs pretty girls. I don't think they have them anymore because the LA nightclubs are dead. But when I was 18, I had no money, had to live in a model house. And
so you got paid to go to the club?
No, you don't get paid. Your rent is free. You're living in a house or an apartment. We lived right above Erewhon in West Hollywood. And you're sharing a room with other girls that are probably foreign that can't get a lease here.
Right.
And I met one of my best friends through it. It was a great I really did have a positive experience, other than the fact of it wasn't healthy going out that much and it took a lot away from the things I was trying to do. But I probably wouldn't have the life I have today if it wasn't for that, if it wasn't for Too Hot to Handle and things that were a little rough for me.
I feel like a lot of people have the same experience and it's important to get out of it at some point. Like when I first moved here and I started to build my following, all the opportunities came where it's like, hey, we're going here. You're getting invited to all these things. And then, I don't know, I got older and I was like, dude, I don't want to do this anymore.
That's exactly how I felt when I first moved here. It was like adrenaline. Yes. Like I didn't know anything. Coming from Florida, like I moved here, I'm going out with celebrities, like week one of being here. And for me, that was super insane at the time. I was like, what is this? And then like, I'm getting invited to go here, go there, come here. Like I was living in LA for 2 weeks, 18 years old, and I'm in the Seychelles, which is an island off the coast of East Africa with all my friends. Like what the fuck? And I had no money. Like it was super nuts. So like getting thrown into that lifestyle was pretty crazy for an 18 year old, but yeah.
I think it's okay when you're young, you're having fun, but like,
exactly.
I mean, I feel like if you get sucked into it, then cause it's always, LA is a cycle, right? It's out with the old and with the new. So like if you get sucked into that life for a little bit too long, next thing you know, you're 30 and 18 year old girls are, you know,
now 30
new poon coming into town.
Exactly. And
then you're single.
I can relate to that because through traveling at a young age, it became an addiction. Like I love to travel. It's my favorite thing to do. Like I've learned the most I have in my whole life from traveling, I feel. And it caused this addiction that now I'm trying to go everywhere and see everywhere. But, you know, I think it's different when you're going on party trips and you're going with your friends and you're doing like crazy trips like that all the time. That I don't have the energy to do anymore. I'm burnt out. Like my friends invite me places all the time. I'm like, I can't. Like I'd rather just go somewhere with like my two close friends and lay on a beach and relax. Or if I have to go somewhere for work, cool. Go somewhere with my boyfriend, cool. But I've definitely taken a step back from the traveling. Like I had in my recent years.
Did you use traveling because, like alcohol, like shopping, it's a coping mechanism?
Yeah.
Did you use it as a coping mechanism to run away from your problems?
Yeah, I think partially, not fully, but that's so funny you say that because I've never actually heard anyone talk about traveling like that, but I really did feel that way. Mm-hmm. And I even felt that way this last summer, went to Mykonos for my first time, mm-hmm. a lot of partying, and just afterwards I was like, I don't want to live this life anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, I know I was just going with friends and I had the time of my life, memories I'm never going to forget, but comes to a point where you look at the people that you look up to. Mm-hmm. What are they doing in their daily life? What is their summers looking like? You know, right. They're not looking like how mine have looked the last so many years. And it really makes you like, think like I need to tap in or else I'm going to be 30.
Yeah.
You know,
well, I am 30.
Yeah.
But so you talked about mental health. Your mental health was declining mm-hmm. on the show. What mm-hmm. are some struggles you face with mental health on the show and after the show?
On the show, I guess it was just a lot that I thought it was going to be more of a fun experience. It was okay. But mm-hmm. it was just the fact that I'm just like in this confined space and all you can really focus on is what's going on there.
Yeah.
So I think that was a little bit mentally draining and I felt that it was artificial for me. And I just, what was I there to do? I wasn't.
Find love.
Yeah. But I wasn't, I think that it was just kind of like, what am I doing here? I'm feeling like I don't really resonate with what's going on. And it was just a bit, what's the word I'm looking for? It was just a bit like low vibrational.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like I just can't, relate to anyone there.
Yeah. It was kind of like forcing yourself to connect with strangers.
Exactly. And I couldn't really connect. I mean, I am still friends with some people on the show and everything, but there's a lot of things about myself that I feel like I can't connect with any of these people about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, emotionally, like, I don't know. I can't connect with what's going on. And so I was just like, this is super surface level.
You said you didn't like your edit. So I'm assuming after the show, you probably got tons of messages online, bad messages. How did those make you feel?
Yeah, I think that's what I wasn't prepared for the most because I was convinced that this show wasn't going to do well. Mm-hmm. And everyone was like, it's going to blow up. And I was like, oh, like it's not. Like, mm-hmm. And when it did, of course, I'm probably the least popular of the show. Like, mm-hmm. I think I have probably the smallest following of anyone on the show. So I wasn't expecting so much backlash and negative things. But I think as a woman that's been in modeling for so long, I'm so used to picking apart my body and how I look and things like that. And then when you see stuff about yourself on the internet and people making comments about the way you look and this and that, and it's just flooding your comments. And it's overnight it was going on for a minute, but it just came out of nowhere. Super overwhelming. Definitely.
How did you cope with that?
How does anyone cope with a show like that? You just get travel. It was COVID.
I did
travel a little bit, but,
I think the show was super successful because it was aired during COVID.
Exactly.
You just like it hit at the right time. Everybody was at home. They're like, what can we watch on Netflix? That was the same thing with Tiger King.
Exactly. Like, yeah. It just,
all these shows were hitting during COVID and it just that's probably why it took off. Cause I wouldn't say that the new seasons are as popular as the first season.
No.
Like I don't know anyone. From it's season just, two or whatever.
It was the right timing. but what was the original question? I forget.
I asked you about your mental health.
Yeah. So
after the show.
Yeah. So it definitely took a toll, but like anything, you just trek on and get over it. You just cope with it. And I think honestly, it definitely did affect me mentally. I started thinking about things like my weight a little bit more and the way I looked. I drastically lost weight from the show, and a lot of people have made comments about that. And I don't think that's why, but I think that there's a lot of things that contribute into the way you feel about yourself. And anyone getting into social media, I'm sure they agree. You're looking at people on the internet all day, every day. Like mm-hmm. You go into your modeling agent's office and they have something to say about your measurements. Like something about the way I've looked has always been a part of my life. And I think that's just always how it's going to be being in this industry.
So. People from home, they would always ask me, they're like, how do you deal with like all these hate comments and like mm-hmm. negative shit on you? And I used to describe it as like, I didn't get affected by random people saying random shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, oh, you're, you know, whatever in Kentucky and you're commenting on my life, whatever. I don't care. The only time that a negative comment would affect me is when it pointed out something that I was already insecure about.
Same.
And that would kill me because I was like, oh my God, they notice. They notice the same thing that I notice.
Yeah, exactly.
Did any of the comments bring out new insecurities for you where you were like, I didn't even think of that, but now, yeah.
Honestly, not really. There's something that's a funny insecurity of mine that I can talk about. It's just, I have cat eyes. So like...
Cat eyes, what do you mean?
Like at nighttime, you turn the lights off in here, close the windows, my pupils get really big. And so people always think I'm on drugs.
Yeah, like Molly or something.
Yeah, and I'm like, come on. Dude. Like the people were saying that about me from the show because there's a close-up shot of my face. My eyes look like black holes and I just have green eyes. It's a green eye thing. I don't know if everyone with green eyes has this, but it's something that's always bothered me because people think I'm not sober when I am. Mm-hmm. And obviously that's annoying when you're like at a work function, people are like, oh, are you fucked up? Like, no. And so that's something that was funny. I don't know if it's funny. It's just, I guess, annoying that people notice. But yeah, the other insecurities that I actually have about myself, people were noticing things like my weight or this or that or... Things about my personality didn't bother me because I just knew I had a bad edit. Like, I know I got a fire personality, so it didn't.
Do you remember any specific comments where it was just like absolutely brutal? Or even in the modeling industry, has anybody ever just said something and you're just like, what the fuck? I can't believe you just said that.
Yeah, someone told me I looked like a bodybuilder. And I was like, damn, ouch.
Oh,
I was like, they didn't say it like you look like a bodybuilder. It was a nicer way to say it, but they straight up said that. Like,
damn,
I was like, oh my God. But other than that, just like
someone commented on my podcast the other day and told me I have a long neck.
Really? Never noticed that.
Do I have a long
neck? Is that something you ever notice about yourself?
Or? I don't think I have a long neck.
Yeah.
The fuck? It's like, yeah, exactly. 4 inches.
Right? I don't think so either.
I don't know.
People just be saying
I was
the
like,
most.
Damn, now I need to get spinal retraction surgery or something.
Right? Yeah, I can't really pinpoint, though, any like insecurities that someone said that I'm like, oh, I didn't even think about that. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe, and I just brush over them because I thought they were stupid, but...
Overall, are you happy that you did the show or not?
I mean, again, it's everything in life are little details put together to bring you to where you're at now. So... I think I needed to do it to be where I'm at now.
And would maybe, you do it again?
No. Oh, that's a hard question. I want to say no. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, if someone asked me to go on a reality TV show now, which I have gotten a few offers, like, no.
You say no?
Unless it was a cooking show or something. I just don't even respond to the emails, to be honest. But a dating show is not something I would ever do again, to be honest. But... I think that there's people that are made for that stuff. And if you are, go do it. All power to you.
I mean,
but
yeah, I think
I'm not
Francesca
that person.
And
yeah,
Harry are
fuck
perfect
yeah, they're
for
killing
it.
Like. Yeah. Like it just depends on what your goals are in life. You know, if you really like, if you like doing reality TV and that's your jam, in a sense, you are an actress, right?
It's interesting. It's like the Francesca and Harry, for example, and I could say the same thing about myself. They're always going to be, Too Hot to Handle.
Right.
Because they got huge from Too Hot to Handle. For me, it's like, oh, I'm always going to be Logan Paul's friend, you know? And it's like, until you do something next that you're going to be remembered for, that's always going to be your thing. Like, Drake was always the dude from Degrassi, but then he became Drake and no one talks about Degrassi.
Yeah.
So it's like, until you do something bigger. That's like what you're going to be associated with. But I think they've done a really great job. I mean, Harry went on Dancing with the Stars and
that's cool.
Crushed that. Nice. I don't know too much about Francesca. I haven't talked to her in a while, but I think she's trying to have a kid or something.
Have a baby right now. Yeah. I hope that works out. But yeah, I think like when it comes to stuff like that, I think that's why I wanted to keep more of a low profile on the show because if I blew up from it, it was going to hurt me in the long run because then I would need to escape that box that I'm being put in. And I was so scared to be put inside the box. And now no one even knows I was on that show.
Right.
It's great. Like, I guess everyone's not going to know from this episode that watches this. But other than that, like every person that I've dated, no idea.
Uh-huh.
Unless they Google me or something. So it's nice to not really be associated with it and I can live a normal life. But yeah, it would definitely be annoying, I think, to not have a normal life because of a reality TV show.
I had a guy on here from The Bachelor, and he talked about how the living conditions were on that show, and it's pretty horrible. How were the living conditions on Too Hot to Handle?
They're fine. I can't complain. Everything was clean. We had cleaners. Like,
do you guys have a chef?
Yeah. The chef was great.
Yeah?
Yeah. Everything was, it was cool. I mean, we had everything. Yeah.
Did you sneak any contraband in?
Like what?
Like a phone or?
No, they went through all of my suitcases. They go through everything. And yeah, they think they found like a little film camera and they're like, you're not taking this.
What?
Yeah, well, let me take a
film. Did anybody get caught with anything?
Not that I'm aware of. I can't remember. It's been 5 years.
Yeah, you're right. Shit.
I God, mean, and my memory is just getting worse.
We saw it in COVID, so it's only been three and a half years for us.
But to be honest with you, I really don't try to rewatch it. I think I watched it maybe once.
I'm going to be honest. I started watching it because everyone was fucking talking about it. And I'm like, this show is so fucking stupid.
Yeah, that's how I felt.
But that's the same thing with like, everybody loves trash TV. Like this, all this Love is Blind stuff with this Megan Fox looking lady or something.
Now I want to watch Love is Blind just because of the TikTok. Like just because of that Megan Fox shit, I want to watch it. And I don't really watch a lot of reality TV.
All these shows are so interesting to me because it's like, especially The Bachelor, like women love The Bachelor.
Yeah.
But in reality, if I was The Bachelor in reality and I'm talking to 20 other girls at the same time I'm talking to you, you're not going to want to be with me. It's interesting that they'll go on a show and compete with 20 other women to be with one guy. But in real life, they won't compete with 20 other women.
You're right. I mean, I think, but that's how you know, like, people are just doing reality TV for the wrong reasons, right? Yeah. I guess not the wrong reasons, but most people aren't going on it for love because who would do that?
I
would get icked out immediately.
In high school, I was voted most likely to be on reality TV show.
Really? And why didn't you ever do it?
I would get emails like you'd probably get the same email as me, and I just never replied to them. They're like, hey, we're casting for this dating show. And
is it kind of for like the same reasons? Because you don't want to get put in that box?
I mean, I'd probably do it now because my career's on the down. So I'd be like, hey, I get a boost. And then I would be great on TV because I would know like, oh, I gotta be a fucking character here.
Yeah, you really gotta be.
And I'll play into everything. I'll stir up drama. I'll do whatever it takes. Like,
see, if you can do that, you'll kill it.
I would do it now. But back in the day, I was super against drama because I was... Mm. I was even talking to a couple girls that were on The Bachelor.
Really?
And somehow some news article found out about this drama at Coachella.
And with you and a girl?
Yeah. And these two girls. And they wrote an article about it. And they're like, YouTuber Mark Doner, like this happened, this happened. I'm like, how the fuck do you guys know all this shit? Yeah. One. And then they reached out to me like E! News or something was like, hey, can you do an interview on this stuff? And I was just like, I do not want to get involved in this. But looking back, I'm like, damn, I should have done it. Because it's like what you said and your producer said. It's like, no one's going to remember.
No one's going to remember.
Because they're on to the next thing like so quickly. Yeah,
that's what I remind myself when it's all my public or my private life aired to the public. I'm like, it doesn't really matter anymore. I'm really low-key now. At the time, it felt like such a big deal.
Right?
It was super overwhelming, stressful. I just want everyone to get out of my business. And now everyone seems to be out of my business. For the most part.
Is that part of the reason because of all that crap that went down after that you keep your private life offline?
I've always been pretty private, but I think because of everything that went down after the show, that's definitely why I tend to be more private. I just think that your private life is personal. Like even with my current boyfriend, I didn't post him for a minute. I know he hated that.
Is that a red flag though?
That
you won't post your man? Are you trying to hide him?
I do post him.
Oh, okay.
That was his thing is like, I feel like you're trying to hide me. Mm-hmm. I just want something to myself, you know, that people aren't going to try to mess up. I also feel like when everyone sees you dating someone, especially woman, well, this guy must be amazing because she's dating him and girls will go in their DMs and get all crazy because they're a fan of you or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, you'd be surprised how many women, like, I guess little fans that I have. Like, it's really funny to, like, I think that no one even knows me. And then sometimes I am at a party or an event and girls are like, I fucking love you. And that shit scares me from posting my relationship a little bit.
Don't post it. Honestly, learn from me. Don't fucking post your relationship.
Yeah, but you just got out of a breakup, so.
Yeah, but I'm 0-2 and they were both online, so it's like.
I think that there's a balance to it. I think that it is hard because you want to share with everyone the person that you love.
Right.
And that you are in a relationship so the men know that you're off limits. But at the same time, it's annoying that everyone's in your business and people want to know questions, this and that. And that's why I just post sometimes.
Isn't it crazy how much of an impact social media has on relationships in today's day and age? And like back in the day with my grandparents and my parents, like shit didn't exist. Social media is literally like the number one issue in relationships.
It is, yeah.
Like, oh, they won't post me, or people in the DMs getting validation from other men and women. It's like,
yeah, it's causing
so many problems.
Yeah, but I think that also, it's a blessing and a curse, because right. in the past you could get away with a lot more, but now you want to find out, is my person being loyal? And yeah. if you, I don't know, sometimes you can really dig, and if you dig, sometimes you're going to find stuff that you don't want to find.
Yep.
But it's really easy to dig, because now with Instagram and TikTok, with all the features that you can type in someone's names, you can see chronological order of their following, you can see likes, comments, and all of those things. Like, if you really want to find something out, it's not that hard.
Mm-hmm.
So blessing and a curse. It may get you out of your shitty relationship earlier.
Right.
Or it may... What else? What's something positive?
Blessing or a curse? You're asking...
What's the blessing? I know the curse.
You just said the blessing is you get out of a shitty relationship early.
I guess that's... Yeah, that's a blessing. Yeah. And you could be end up married to that person.
Yeah. Sorry, I don't know. I guess I put my relationship online because it's like what you said. I do like to like show like what love is and how I feel about my person. And that for yeah. me is... For me, like when I make videos about... my girlfriend, it's like a love language. I'm like, I'm giving you the one thing I'm good at, and I'm spending this much yeah. time to like make this thing.
That's how I feel.
So it's like, for yeah. me, it's love language, but
yeah.
Yeah. In the future, I'm just gonna, but the difficult part is too, especially when you break up, like
everyone wants to know,
everybody wants to know what happened, and I'm not going to sit here and divulge all that information. So then I read comments and I'm like, everybody like, they have it all wrong and they attack me, and I'm okay with taking that, like
yeah.
the heat, because I know the truth.
Yeah, exactly.
But it still gets to you a little bit, and you're like, fuck, I really want to tell you the truth and what happened, but you know, I'm I not going to do it.
You can't.
But
yeah. yeah, for sure. I think, yeah, I mean, and from every relationship you learn so much about.
That's the only, yeah. I mean, I'm super thankful for all my relationships. Yeah. I learned so much about love and myself, especially, yeah, and things that I need to work on. What yeah. are some things that you need to work on in your relationship?
Oof. Wow. some things I need to work on, I guess. I think just being more understanding, like with my current relationship, there's so much that my boyfriend, I don't think will ever understand about my life and about what's normal here and what's been normal in my life. Cause most of my life I've been single. I've had like one serious relationship.
Very rare.
Huh?
I think you might be the first girl I've met that's most of her life been single.
Yeah. And you know, it's
every girl, dude, they break up and a week later they're with someone else.
And you know, it's weird about it. I've never been looking for a relationship, like, but I was always open to one. And there was always guys that I'd have situationships that probably I would have dated.
Yeah.
But I was just picking the wrong guys that did not want a relationship with me.
Mm-hmm.
Or
they
know.
Didn't want you.
I mean, I don't know. It just never really got too far. Like, I've been in so many situationships that have just kind of fizzled out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've only really been in one serious relationship. And maybe it's partially because of my lifestyle. I think that a lot of men are intimidated by the life that I live. Because a lot of men want to be with a girl that they could show the world and they can show all these great things. And I've been so blessed. True. I've been so blessed to experience the most insane shit in my life.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I've been really blessed to see so many parts of the world, gone to all these crazy events, be around celebrities, do all this crazy shit. And
it's hard to have a new experience with you.
Yeah. But I'm grateful for the small things. Mm-hmm. And it's really hard for a man to understand the life that I've had and what's normal and like being able, the whole, like, you know, I think that with Instagram, it's hard. What are the boundaries with following someone of the opposite sex? Okay. When is it work related? When is it not?
Mm-hmm.
Like liking other people's posts that are your friends, that are guys and this and that, and social settings, hanging out with when guys are going to be in a group. I have a lot of single friends. So then there's times where I feel like not comfortable to go to something because of, I'm in a relationship. So that's just something that I've struggled with, is being more understanding and knowing what's appropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Social media. Yeah. I mean, when I was in my relationship, we had boundaries with social media, you know?
Yeah. Hey, don't
follow any guys that you don't know for no reason. We said, don't like any people's photos that you've hooked up with. I think that's like, you know,
obvious.
Like, obviously don't comment on shit.
No. Yeah. I mean,
it's crazy how these conversations need to be had though.
Well, like, you know what's crazy? In my last serious relationship, I guess it wasn't that serious, but it's the most serious one I've had. Mm-hmm. So we never had those conversations. It's kind of like anything goes, which was pretty nuts.
Did you?
I mean, I'm super laid back. And he didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
So it was super, like, it was easy for
me. Did that bother you?
Like towards the end it fell apart. Yeah.
Say, yeah. You know, you're scrolling on Instagram and there's an OnlyFans model half naked and you see your boyfriend's name this photo.
That shit doesn't fly. But I think I back in that first relationship, I didn't really look because I think I was in denial and didn't want to know. Then when I looked, it fell apart because when I looked,
did he cheat?
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. How'd you find out?
Really through Instagram and then through, he started dating her 2 weeks later. So
2 weeks. Wow.
Yeah. Publicly. So that was pretty easy to find out.
Did you know her?
No.
Okay.
But yeah, I think like from that, like I think I found out he was cheating because I saw a comment from another girl on his photo.
And it was then, the girl.
Yeah. And no, it wasn't the girl. It was a different girl. So he wasn't cheating. He was cheating on me with like the girl that he dated after and her best friend and another girl. And then I found out other girls down the road because I was still close with some people that were associated with the two of us, like mutual friends. So things unraveled a couple of weeks after we broke up. But yeah, he left the relationship because he knew I was finding shit out.
Damn.
But yeah, I mean, you live, you learn.
How long did it take you to recover from the betrayal of being cheated on? And what was that process like?
Oof. I mean, I definitely, because it was my first serious relationship, it took a while. I hated men for a while. I didn't talk to anyone. I didn't even casually date. Like, it honestly took me probably like a little less than a year to go on like a date again. I'm pretty sure it was, it was a minute. I definitely was just super negative about love. And I think the way I handled that situation, I definitely would handle it differently if it happened again. But I think that it was necessary or else I probably wouldn't be in the relationship that I'm in right now.
How did you handle it and what things would you do different?
I'm like, do I want to air all of this out?
Well, no one knows who it is.
Yeah, fair. I freaked the fuck out. Did like you? A psychopath. Yeah.
What'd you do?
And I'm such a relaxed person, like freaking out on my ex, like, what the fuck? Like sending paragraphs, being a fucking psycho, like the typical shit. Reaching out to the girl that he cheated on me with.
You reached out to her?
Both of them.
And what'd you say?
It was the day that we broke up, I said, hey, I've been thinking the last couple months, like I've had an idea that my boyfriend's been cheating on me with you. I'm not sure. I don't care. Just let me know so I can like get out of this relationship sort of thing. Like girl to girl, I won't say anything. And she covered for his ass.
Fuck.
And so did the other girl that I think they might've just hooked up or they were talking. I don't know what happened there, but yeah.
Did you get closure?
From the girls?
No, from him. Did you get the answers you wanted or did he leave them out?
Not really. He just said, I know you didn't deserve this, but like peace out type of shit.
Didn't care.
Didn't give a shit. And I think that was the part that hurt me the most is because like not usually, but sometimes when a guy cheats, like he's begging for you back because he's afraid he's going to lose you. Yeah. But that wasn't my situation. So it kind of made me feel bad. Like, damn, this guy should like this guy for sure should be begging at my feet. Like, and he wasn't. I was just like, shit. But I think that it was just a learning experience that there was a lot of shit that I let fly during the relationship that now I don't. And there's a lot of shit that I don't put up with. And yeah, I mean,
Set boundaries.
Yeah. It helps you set boundaries. I think that I don't think I'd reach out to a girl ever again. Like I learned that lesson the hard way. It's not really their business. They don't really owe you anything. Probably shouldn't have done that. The way I reacted was a little crazy and we're human at the end of the day. We all fuck up and make mistakes and I'm not saying that it's right. I'm not justifying it, but at the end of the day, like everyone has to learn their lessons in life and that person isn't going to learn their lesson by you losing your shit on them.
Right.
When someone cheats on you, you just kind of have to be like, walk away from it.
Mm-hmm.
They'll learn.
No, they won't.
Or they won't. And that's their problem.
Did he take accountability?
Yeah.
He said, you don't deserve this, but did he say why
I did it? He eventually took accountability because he was caught by dating the girl.
Yeah.
And he said that he was just had some business stuff to do with her for work. And
that was why he cheated?
No, but he used that as an excuse because I had speculation about it prior to us breaking up. But yeah, I mean, like, yeah, they'll learn their lessons on their own. That relationship served a time and a purpose for whatever reason it was in your life. And if that was to happen to me again, I would just like, whatever. There's a million men in the world. I'll just walk away. Getting a man is the least of my worries.
Are you the type of girl that if one of your friends is cheating on their man, are you going to keep your mouth shut? Or are you going to say some shit?
I'm never going to tell their man. That's their business.
You're not going to tell their man, but are you going to check them?
Yeah, hell yeah. I've had friends that have done that.
Are they proud of it? Or how do girls react?
No, I've never had a friend that cheated on their boyfriend and been proud of it. So let me start there. I think that with women, cheating is a lot more emotional. And I had a friend that was, and it was really just because, not justifying it, sorry.
Yeah.
That her boyfriend wasn't really giving her what she was asking for emotionally. Like, she really needed him through some really hard shit going on in her life. And that's why she cheated. Not saying that it's right, but it makes me understand a bit more sometimes why women cheat. Again, I've had a ton of friends that have cheated on their man. I've maybe had like two, but
you can always break up and leave.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's my logic. Cause I've been cheated on. And a lot of the women that cheat are the ones that have never been cheated on.
Mm.
So since I've been cheated on, like, I just know how shitty that feels and where it has taken me mentally. And it's not for me. I really struggled after I was cheated on. I mean, I've honestly been cheated on by a lot of my partners, but it had been situationships. So
yeah.
Again, they don't owe me loyalty, but to me that's cheating when you're seeing someone and you say, I'm only seeing you, you know, been through a million of those where they weren't being loyal. But when it happens with someone that you're in love with, like, yeah, it takes a mental toll for a minute. It's something that you really do have to recover from. And I would never want someone to feel that way because of me. I never want to be the reason that someone has to go through that. So if I ever felt that I wanted to cheat or start looking elsewhere, just break up. You can always get back together.
Fuck cheating, man. That shit's stupid.
Yeah, it sucks. Don't do it. You're
just be a good human being.
I think it's like, I don't know why. I think it's so much easier for men to cheat. I think with women, it's just so different.
Easier for men to cheat?
Yeah.
What do you mean? You know how hard it is for a guy to get laid?
What? What do you... I mean, I guess depending on the man, but like,
A girl can go out and get any dude she wants.
She can, but girls are not as sexually driven as men are. You know, like, men need to have sex, want to have sex all the time. And I don't think that women...
Not all men.
I guess, but I think most men are really sexually driven. And so it makes more sense as to why a man would
cheat.
Yeah,
but you have way more options as a female. A guy has to be this, and this. And
a woman just has to be there. Yeah, exactly.
Like you said, every dude wants a girl. So you got tons of guys chasing, but girls don't chase. So as a guy, unless you're, you know, famous, rich, successful.
I think in LA.
6'4". Six-pack abs.
I don't know. I think in LA, guys have a lot more of a chance here because there's so many beautiful women in the city. And I feel like there's not a lot of quality men. So,
but in the grand scheme of things, outside of LA life, there is a world outside of this town. You know that, right?
Yeah. Sometimes I forget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, in LA, I guess.
In LA, it's different.
I could put myself in that situation. Oh, I go to the club and there's an after party and I'm at the after party. It's like,
it's not that hard.
Locked and loaded, you know. Yeah. If a girl's still there at 4 a.m., she's there for a reason.
Yeah, exactly. No, agreed. But yeah, obviously, and everywhere else in the world, it's not the same. But I don't know. Like, I personally, from my experience, I'm just like, it would take so much in me to cheat on someone. So it's like, I know a man can just do it like that. Like,
not me. A good man.
Yeah.
Not a good man. Well, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for
Hopefully
having
we
me.
Don't see you on any reality TV shows unless it's a baking show.
Yeah, don't worry about it, guys. Maybe a cooking show or something one day.
Guys, give Madison Wyborny a follow on Instagram. She posts some really creative stuff, and I actually like her photography, and you have a really dope style.
I don't know
where you get these clothes or how you come up with these outfits, but it looks great.
Goodwill, baby. Stay sustainable.
See you guys next time. Subscribe.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.